This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is just like lessons.
You're despicable.
As I like to say, I took lessons. I'm an educated idiot. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Have you on board with me. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. There you go. And I appreciate, God, the tongue and the lip today. Not really working well, are they? Appreciate the time that you're with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to my website, thereelside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the book. Come on, we do this every hour. You can't figure this out yet? Head up to the website. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. If you buy it from my website, then what I do is I sign it. Why you want it signed, I don't have the clue. I really don't. I don't get it. But hey, if it makes you happy. If you buy it from Amazon, Amazon.com, you get the Kindle version, electronic version. But I've got friends that still like to bend the pages, as they say. You know what I mean? Anyhow, Dale Bellis is going to join me from Liberty HealthShare right after the break. And we talk, you know, on a regular basis, we're talking about the, all these healthcare problems you see. I talked to a friend of mine the other day. His diabetes is, he's having to spend three times as much on his healthcare since Obamacare kicked in. Think about that. Right? I mean, we were told how great it was going to be. We were told how wonderful everything was. We were told that, don't you love this? We were told that it wasn't going to add one dime to the bottom line, and I came up with, I think it was 2 trillion dimes is what it ended up adding to the bottom line. No, seriously. So what makes us think they're going to get it right now? Now, I'm telling you that I was very happy that they didn't vote on that. I was very happy that some people held their ground on the health care issue. And look, I know some of you don't agree with this. It's not the Constitution, whatever, whatever. And we have done so many things in this country to allow it to get to the point it's at. You can't just yank these people off of health care. You can't, people who maybe have been getting taken care of for the first time in forever, maybe they have cancer or they have something, they got young kids, they haven't got money to take care of. We can't just yank them off of health care. We've got to come up with a sane way to make this happen. At least that's my opinion. I mean, let's not feed into the fact that we're totally heartless. But there's got to be a fix here. You know, it was really funny in reading a few articles. Some of the things I caught on to, and I do read, by the way. I don't know. Some of you don't think I do, but I do. And some of the articles that I've read, what I've come to find out is the premiums are doubling and tripling, right? We can agree with that. I mean, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. You take a look. You do a little bit of homework. You take a check. You find out they are truly doubling and tripling. But here's the problem with that line of thought. They're not doubling and tripling for the subscriber in most cases. If you're a subsidized healthcare person right now on Obamacare, you will continue to be a subsidized healthcare person for a while. And these premiums that are tripling and doubling under the old Obamacare, guess who picks up those dollars? And it's a match. What I've read now, it's a match of a dollar for dollar. So if the premium goes up $50, yours goes up 25, mine goes up 25. And when I say mine, I mean my contribution or the government's contribution to your health care. Now, we already do that with taxes, right? The owner, you know, pays half your tax. I mean, you pay into the tax system. Your owner your employer pays into the tax system. So the government's getting a chunk of it there. Now, if you think about that, think about how the taxes roll out. If the government's really not investing money and making money, I don't know how the heck they stay alive. Yeah, we're not going to for long. $20 trillion plus in debt. I don't know how we're going to keep this up. It makes absolutely no sense. And, you know, switch gears on you, right, midstream, like I love to do. You're hearing all this stuff about Trump. And now, not just one staffer, but a couple have come out, but one in particular, says that, you know, this is an ex-Obama official. He admits that Trump intel, that they were gathering information on Donald Trump. Right? I mean, I love this. And I love how the Democrats, our friends on the left, are creating so much of this fake buzz around this stuff. See, it's not the information that Nunez is bringing to the table. It's the fact that he's bringing it to the table that's making him crazy. And what a lie it is to say, I can't think of the fellow's name. Adam Schiff. Yeah. I want to call him Representative Schiff, but then he'd be representing a bunch of liars if that's what he's doing in you know, in saying that there is now substantial evidence to show that it was collusion between Trump and the Russians. It's just not true. We know it's not true. Because 17 of our information gathering, yeah, I'm working on the mouth and the tongue again, information gathering, you know, national security companies, or divisions, departments, whatever you want to call them, they say there isn't any. They have been saying there isn't any. There is no collusion between. So after all this time of them saying there's none, how many of you would be a little suspicious if all of a sudden information popped up that there was collusion directly between, you know, Trump's close team and the Russians? How many of you would actually believe it? Because I heard a recent story, or a recent poll, I should say, 72% of the people, Americans, believe that Trump was spied on. 72%. That's not a small number. Is that 72% of people that were nut jobs? Now, the left is saying it's because we do such a good job on our smear campaigns, which is to coin a phrase, is a line of malarkey. Right? At least I think it is. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening on the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. We'll be back with our friend Dale Bellis in just a few minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only storm.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. That intro was just perfect. If you really think about what's going on up on D.C., yes, there are plenty of people. Come on, say it with me. There are plenty of people that talk a lot. I think the Bible has something about a fool uses many words. So if you really want to see fools in action, just turn on like C-SPAN, and the guy that's talking the most, there's your label for him. Anyway, I am Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And Dale Bellis joins me. He's the CEO of gotta get you and my gold guy mixed up. Dale Bellis joins me. He is the CEO of Liberty HealthShare. Always a pleasure to have him with me. Dale, thanks for being with me today.
Joe, it's a pleasure to be with you. Glad to be confused with somebody who sells gold. I'm into that one.
Oh, God. No,
you want to be confused with somebody, please do it with that.
I love both of you guys, and both companies start off with Liberty. So, listen, that's not a bad word. I mean, people like Liberty.
That's a good word. Yeah.
That's right. I want to keep my Liberty. And I joke with him all the time because you see those ads on TV, and they say, you know, we'll send you, buy gold from us, and we'll send you this certificate that shows you that we have your gold. I mean, how exciting can that be, right? No, I want that in my hand. I want it in my, I want control, just like I want control of my health share program. Don't you think?
Thank you. That's
you like
excellent.
That?
So, I'm with you on that one.
Well, you know, I don't know how it affected you. Maybe let the people know that we didn't have a vote in the health share. I don't know if you caught that or not. They didn't vote on repealing the ACA a few weeks back. How did that affect Liberty Health Share?
Well, it affected it in a couple of ways, not overly dramatically so, but number one, we were asking, in fact, I spent a good deal of time on Capitol Hill visiting with different congressmen and talking to chairmen of committees, et cetera. We were asking for a couple of things. One, in their definition of health sharing accounts, we were asking that they would expand HSAs and make them available and accessible to members of healthcare sharing ministries. There was general acceptance of that concept, although we did not at the end of the day get that accomplished. It failed, obviously, as we all know, to pass, so it became a moot question. But we were asking that. The second was, and really this is the more important one, there was a feature in this particular repeal and replace bill, which they were attempting to get done through the reconciliation process in the Senate. We can talk a little bit more about that strategy, Joe, but nonetheless, included in that was a feature regarding penalizing a consumer who did not have creditable coverage with an insurance policy. So if they're moving from one insurance policy to another, as long as they did it within 63 days, everything is fine. If they extended beyond 63 days, they would be penalized by a 30% premium tax or premium penalty. They'd have to pay 30% more for the first year if they did not have creditable coverage. Well, that affects us because we don't have insurance. In fact, we're happy not to have insurance. We're not an insurance plan. We're healthcare sharing.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting.
So we were asking for them to basically exempt us from that requirement.
Yeah, I'm listening to your conversation. I mean, I'm listening to the verbiage that you're using, and you're right. I mean, these again, I am personally, I don't know where you are on this, but I wrote about it. I'm very happy they didn't pass the bill. I'm very happy they didn't do what they wanted to do, rush in there, start hacking things up, because these are the kind of mistakes you make when you do that. And I'm so glad that we had 20 or 21 or 20, I don't even know how many it turned out to be. We had real constitutional representatives that said, wait a minute, this is not right. This is not the way to do this. And you know, doubling and tripling people's premiums and not having coverage for older folks is just crazy. And it would have given you some heartburn in the health care arena. And so I'm glad they didn't do that, you know.
Yeah, they did not. And like I say, it's a moot question now. Mm-hmm. But we were asking for an exemption. It would have been ironic, I think, to have been made exempt under the Democrat plan, which is the Affordable Care Act, that health care sharing is fully exempt, not subject to either the fines or the mandates of the ACA, for then to have a Republican-controlled Congress commit health care sharing members to a penalty. Well, and we were trying to point out that disparity. And thankfully, it did not succeed.
No. And how, what kind of reception were you getting from the representatives? I mean, obviously, you were pitching this. You were up there. Were they seeing it? Were they getting it? Or they were just telling you to, you know, hold off, let this get through, and then we'll do something else?
They were gracious, kind, accommodating. They did not. Several of the committee chairmen, Greg Walden with Energy and Commerce, was incredibly helpful, accommodating, and really worked hard on our behalf, as so did Pete Sessions, the chairman of the Rules Committee. Mm-hmm. And so they were very accommodating, worked on our behalf, but at the end of the day, it really wasn't necessary for them to expend much political capital on the matter, just simply because it was not going to succeed.
You know, quickly, before we go to break here, Dale, tell people, you know, you keep using the word insurance, 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 and then we use the word, you know, health share, health share, health share. We're not an insurance company. Why would I buy from you if you're not an insurance company? Oh, my God, you know? I got to have an insurance company, right?
Right, yeah. Right. Because we have found ultimate freedom in the healthcare arena by being self-pay, cash-pay patients, not using insurance, but rather choosing to share our costs in a like-minded community across the nation. We call it Liberty Health Share. So we're able to choose our own doctor, our own hospital, be in charge of our healthcare choices and decisions, and yet the costs associated with that, with the care of our health, then we share with one another in a like-minded community. And that's why we have abandoned the health insurance model.
Hey, my board op said you have to stop using foul language on the air. You used the word freedom again. Bad enough we use liberty. He's over there looking like he's having an epileptic fit there, so you've got to be careful.
Yeah.
Anyway, as, there's another thing, you know, people don't realize. It's not a club, but you call us members, if you would, and we're all part of a bigger group, a bigger family that want to help each other out, right?
That's precisely the case. We call ourselves members just simply because we join a community of like-minded men and women based upon our ethical and religious spiritual values. We are really directing managing our own care and our own costs, but sharing them then with one another. We ask our members to set aside every month a pre-designated share amount. It's $199 for a single, $299 for a couple, $449 for a family of three or more. That goes into an online secure account we call the share box. That's then matched to another member who has medical expenses that month. So you know exactly where your money's going. It's not going to a company black hole. It's going to another person who has expenses. And you message them with cheer, encouragement, prayer. And like a true social community, you have the blast of helping another person with their health care costs that month, and then they're there for you if you have expenses as well.
Yeah, that's great. I believe that eliminates death panels, but when we come back, we'll talk about that more. On the other side of the break, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. Dale Bella, CEO of Liberty HealthShare, joins me. You need to know there's an alternative, and it's a good one. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I so much appreciate the time you spend with me. I'll get right back to my guest. I always have so I learn a lot, too. I have fun. Got to have fun at this. There's so much negative news out there. You'd be slapping yourself in the head after every show or something like that. You know, Dale Bellis joins me, CEO of Liberty HealthShare. Dale, again, I so much enjoy when you're on the show with me. I really do have a good time.
Joe, it's a pleasure. Thank you for the invitation.
So we, you know, again, talking about all the different things going on and you know, being on the radio, being on other shows with other people, I'm hearing like this onslaught of these health share ads. What's the difference between the different companies and you know, I mean, why should I buy from Liberty? Let's put it that way.
Yeah, fair question. There are about four large healthcare sharing ministries in the nation. We're all similar in many respects, distinct in others. The biggest primary distinctive with Liberty HealthShare really is twofold. One is our technology. We approach healthcare sharing in a way it's online. It is a robust technology, and our funds flow one to the other electronically. You're not writing checks. You're not using the mail. You're not required to do a lot of the self-administrative effort in terms of submitting your medical bills. We do it all electronically, and so our focus is like a true, again, social community. We're utilizing technology. That's number one, probably the biggest difference. The second is, while we are a Christian ministry, we originate from that arena and space, we have a set of shared beliefs that a person signs off on, and we welcome them to join us. We don't intrude on individual faith choices, ask you to sign off on a particular doctrinal statement or how many times you attend church. As long as you agree with our shared values and beliefs, you're welcome to join us.
So it's not Christians only, huh? You're not that kind of ministry where we don't let you in unless you know Christ. I mean, that's all there is to it.
Well, again, we don't hesitate for a moment to indicate that we are a Christian ministry and originate from that core Sure. of Christian values. Our shared beliefs are Christian in their essence. And if an individual signs off on that, we're not simply intruding or trying to be the Bible police.
You know, Dale, I tell people, I just did this story, I think it was last week, on health care fraud. And just in 2015, 15, the numbers came in, and we looked at them, over $60 billion a year comes out of my pocket, your pocket, and other people's pockets because of health care fraud. again. It's just craziness what we're paying for.
Well, Joe, I would add to that, not Uh-oh. Just simply fraud, but unnecessary duplicative care.
Yeah.
The recent studies, and this comes out of Dartmouth University, that literally a third to one half of our entire health care budget in America, and it's $3.5 trillion with a T, $3.5 trillion, a third to a half of that is unnecessary duplicative care. That means if you and I are making the choices and decisions for ourselves regarding health care, and that's the crusade that we are engaged in with Liberty HealthShare, returning control, power, and decision-making to the individual consumer. We could cut out $1 trillion
wow.
out of our healthcare spend in America. Can you imagine that? That is the untold story. And that's why in Liberty HealthShare, we are turning it, we're redirecting the funds flow. Not to the pockets of the insurers, but to the individual pockets and control of the customer. And that's the crusade that really is changing the face of healthcare today.
Well, think of how many vets we could take care of with that money. Think of how many, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just amazing to me what we blow money on in this country, and we don't see, you know, for real where it could really help in the best places. I don't know. Just constantly makes me nuts. I kind of joked with you about the and we touched on it a little bit. I kind of joked with you about the death panels. You know, that was a big talk when ACA
yeah.
came in. They're going to decide what you get and what you don't get. Again, just hit it a little deeper on how I'm not relying on a panel of bureaucrats or a panel of outside people sitting at a table going, Messina, liver, no. He was a drinker when he was a teenager. We're not going to do that. I mean, this is really, truly a family decision, is it not?
It is an individual decision. If we made healthcare tomorrow a consumer choice the same way we do any other financial choice and decision, it would transform healthcare in a day. When you go take your car for repair, and you are the consumer, that particular repair shop is turning to you for the questions, the choices, the decisions, and writing the check. You know in advance the cost of that car repair. Whether you're eating at a restaurant, or think of any other transaction financially that you have in your life, and compare that then to healthcare. It is undiscernible as to what the true cost of healthcare is. They don't show you a price tag before you enter the hospital. The typical American has no clue as to the cost and the expense of their healthcare procedure. We're altering and changing that cycle, Joe, so that you and I and others like us can be the individual consumer in charge of the care of their health. Know not only what the cost is, but why that particular treatment is being engaged in, what its consequences and outcomes are, so that we're in charge of our care and the cost of our care, and sharing those expenses with similarly like-minded men and women across America.
So Dale, between you and me, you know, I'm a little overweight here. I sit in my chair all day long. I really like the blow.
But you were the former corpulent Joe. You've lost weight.
I have. Thank you. I got to tell people, I feel so much better. I didn't work out 30 minutes a day. I didn't do all those crazy things that turn people off to it. I simply read a few things, changed my eating habits a little bit, changed a little bit of my intake, and it really did make a major difference. Knees, ankles, all that stuff. And again, if you look at me, you know I'm not the marathon runner that I ever was, because I never was. But anyhow, so, but I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, gee, I hit that plateau. I need to do things better in as far as taking care of my body and what have you. I could turn to Liberty HealthShare, right? I mean, you guys can help me kind of figure out how to get myself on track to eat right and that kind of thing. It's not like a regular insurance. See, an insurance company would say, well, you know, I got to go find a nutritionist, you got to go do this, that. But I can call for help, and somebody can help me with that. Can they not?
Well, it's on a twofold level, actually. One is we have a standard toll-free number. We call it our member stewardship assistance program that really provides guidance, counsel, and it's an advisory service to our members that whenever they're going for any kind of care, they contact us, find out what are the outcomes of this particular procedure, and where can I go get that done at the most advisable price, because it's our money at stake. Mm-hmm. That's number one. But most importantly, for those kinds of conditions that there is an epidemic in America today, whether it be type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, certainly obesity and smoking, we assign a health coach and help that particular member achieve their own individualized health healthcare goals and lifestyle change. We're seeing those diseases many times reversed, certainly the weight loss and smoking cessation, but it's because we're health conscious and we want to make those choices because it's our bodies at stake.
Yeah, people have been led to believe when you watch TV and all this other stuff how tough it is to get a little healthier. And it really not. If you don't look at the mountain, if you would, and say, oh my God, I got to do all of that, you just start off simple. You just start off easy, and you need somebody on that other side kind of encouraging you and telling you those kind of things. So I think it's a real big deal. I think it's a real good thing to have that. Because you were, again, I call it a family because we are all in this together to help each other out, right?
Absolutely right. And thanks for that assertion of those values because encouragement, because that's really what people want.
Mm-hmm.
We're not here to arm twist anyone. We're here as a voluntary community to assist one another accomplish and achieve those health care and health and wellness goals that we want to achieve anyway. We just need someone, as you've just remarked, to help us along with both encouragement and resources and sometimes just healthy accountability. One of the psychologies of change is that if I have an individual that I'm turning to and give permission for them to make me accountable to a particular behavior change, I'm far more likely to accomplish those goals
yep.
than not. And so that's really what our Health Track program yeah. accomplishes.
I think it's great. Dale, real quick, tell people where they can find you, where they can get a hold of this great product.
LibertyHealthShare.org, LibertyHealthShare.org, a place to ask for a free information packet. We call it a decision guide, would be delivered electronically to your email or by mail if you choose. Call the toll-free number. Talk to one of our trusted advisors in our contact center. Peruse the pages of the website, but LibertyHealthShare.org.
Dale, always a pleasure. And yes, please read. Nobody should be spoon-fed anything. Read it on your own.
Thank
God
you.
God bless America. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Come on back. Got a lot more to talk about after the other side of the break.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
How politically incorrect. Isn't that wonderful? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, look at Dale Bellis, love the guy. And plain and simple, you can't misunderstand. You can't misunderstand. I'm telling you, his people are the same way. And you got to give some real thought as to how much of this Affordable Care Act you're not going to be able to afford. And even as they make changes, God only knows what the heck's going to come up. So something you should at least check out. You know what I'm saying? You should at least take a look and get a clue. Anyway, as I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. As I watch what's happening on Facebook, and I know it's not the indicator for life. I get it, so stop playing around with me. But I understand. But as I look at what's going on the Facebook, all the nasties that are going on, right? All the screaming where they're telling us how bad Trump is, and all the things he's doing that are bad for the economy, bad for this, bad for that. You know, I'm going to slap him around sometimes. It's just so irritating. But, you know, in all that noise, a friend of mine wrote a piece. I don't know if he wrote a piece, but he laid it out. And I got to be in agreement with him. I mean, he is so right on. All you self-righteous people on the left, all of you that were self-righteous about, you know, all the things that you're calling out in less than 100 days that you think Trump is doing wrong, 8 years of this garbage, well, longer, but 8 years of this garbage from your people on the left and nothing. You had nothing to say about it. Right? You're all about the rights of the Americans and all that, right? But you said nothing when Obama used drone strikes to execute people overseas. That's how much you cared about all this. You said nothing about Russia for 50 years until Trump came into the picture. Nothing. And you know that Hillary and Obama were working with them. Ted Kennedy tried to get them to interfere in a presidential election. It's always been the Russians. Go all the way back to the 50s. He's even wrong about it. It's 60 or 70 years back. It's always the Russians' fault. Always something going on with the Russians. Always a Russian communist plot. Right? But the only guy, apparently the only one you hate enough. See, in some areas I'm hated as much as Mr. Trump is, or President Trump is. And at first I used to think, okay, what am I doing wrong here? Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing wrong. I'm telling the truth. That's what I'm doing wrong. So I don't care anymore. Doesn't bother me. It really doesn't bother me. You said nothing about Hillary's campaign manager's brother being paid $175,000 to help lift U.S. sanctions on Russia. Now, nothing shady going on there, huh? You said nothing when Obama engaged in military intervention in Libya without congressional approval. Nothing. Well, everything was right. Above board, nothing wrong. The man was a saint. If you ask a Dem, he is probably a half a step just under Godship. Right? Never did anything wrong, just under Godship. You said nothing when Obama greatly expanded presidential power through the use of executive orders. You're just writing them away. You did say something. When Trump started writing orders, you say it's wrong. He's legislating from his chair. But Obama, it was okay with Obama. You said nothing when Obama filled his White House with lobbyists after he said he wouldn't. But I guess that goes right along with if you want your doctor, you can keep your doctor kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? You said nothing when Obama gave 47 of his fundraisers administrative jobs. Not just administrative jobs. My God, you gave them ambassadorships. People who'd never been to those countries knew nothing about the country they were going to. You said nothing. You said nothing about the murders and the rapes at the hands of illegal immigrants. Nothing. You've said nothing about it. You can't use the word illegal immigrant. And you can't use, well, you couldn't use. Maybe now you might have found it somewhere. But you couldn't use the word terrorist either. It's, you know, radical Islam. You said nothing when Hillary's net worth rose over $100 million as Secretary of State. My God, she must have made some really, really cool investments. But the majority of that came, or a major portion of that came, from money. All of a sudden, her husband's speeches doubled, tripled, quadrupled. And those speeches were being asked for by foreign governments. 45-minute speeches all of a sudden cut down to 20 minutes at five times the cost. You said nothing after Obama's net worth rose over $10 million as president. Again, they must have some insight into, you know, real investments. You know what I'm saying? You said nothing after Obama's net worth rose over $10 million. Nothing. $10 million. Are you with me? You said nothing when Obama's Justice Department wiretaps availed reporters such as James Rosen and the AP. See, that's when the press started getting some, you know, hey, what are you doing? They started to speak up. Somebody said something to them because they backed down really quick. He said nothing when Obama's restricted immigration six times with executive orders. Not a word. See, this is proof. This is the case. This is the proof. I'm sorry, but it is. This is the proof that you guys don't want equality. You don't want to play fair. And you think anything a Republican does is bad, and everything a Democrat does is good. This is why, until that is wiped out, this is how, or we're never going to come together. We can't. It's impossible. not on the same page. We're not even on the same book. Probably not even in the same library at this point. You said nothing when Obama set a record for deportations? Really? And that's kind of iffy, though. Because it depends on how you want to count the deportations. You said nothing when Bill Clinton met Loretta Lynch on the airport tarmac during the Clinton investigation. Right. So we have Nunez is at the White House getting information from somebody from the White House, running over to the president to talk to him about the information. That was a major crime, and he should step down. But Bill Clinton meets with Loretta Lynch when she's in the throes of doing an investigation on your wife. You can't, let me tell you what, you cannot talk about your grandchildren for 30 minutes. I got grandchildren. You can't talk about your grandchildren for 30 minutes. You said nothing when Hillary was fed debate questions. That was okay. You said nothing when Obama and Hillary lied about a video in Benghazi. You said nothing when Obama's IRS abused the rights of taxpayers. You didn't care about any of that. You said nothing when Obama's White House held meetings with lobbyists in coffee shops near the White House to avoid disclosure requirements. You said nothing when Eric Holder sold the guns you hate to criminals. And some of those guns were used to kill Americans. Where was your outrage? You said nothing when Clinton took White House property. Why weren't they arrested? No, seriously. Why weren't they charged with something? I forgot. Forgot nothing. You might have been in there for 8 years, but you know what you own and what you don't own. No outrage when Hillary laughed off defending a child rapist. No outrage when Hillary lied about her private use of private email servers to Secretary of State. No outrage when Janet Reno under Bill Clinton used a tank to kill the Branch Davidians. I mean, overuse of power, but you had no problem with that because they were conservatives. You said nothing when on May 13, 1985, a bomb was dropped on a row house in Philadelphia to uproot the black liberation group known as MOVE, resulting in a fire that eventually burned down 61 homes. Killed 11 people, including five children. Where was the outrage? Where was the over-the-top outrage? Where were you breaking windows to Starbucks and all of that? Was it there anywhere? I don't think so. No outrage when Ilian Gonzalez was forcibly deported using guns. Remember that? Right? Under Janet Reno, they broke into that house. They came in at gunpoint. They looked like the military going into that house. You said nothing when George Soros paid protesters to burn parts of Ferguson. Proof that he was paid, that they were paid. Through a group of his. You said nothing when the state's rights under Trump's executive orders on immigration. Right? You weren't interested in states. You couldn't find the state rights clause if we highlighted it and handed it to you. But then Trump starts to reverse executive orders, giving states their rights back, and you're all up in arms about it. You said nothing about Obama smoking. Right? Terrible habit. I mean, they're going to have to fumigate that White House big time. You said nothing about the record numbers of people on government assistance. That didn't seem to bother you. Actually, I think you actually like it. You said nothing about the number of part-time and low-paying jobs under the Obama recovery. You said nothing when Obama had SWAT teams raid a Gibson guitar factory and seize property. This was all based that Gibson had broken the India's environmental laws. Held up the money, held up the property, held all this stuff up, and you never filed any charges. I could do this for days. You said nothing when Obama claimed the Fort Hood shooting was workplace violence. But it was terrorism. The FBI even says it was terrorism. You said nothing. You said nothing when Obama ended some terror asylum restrictions by allowing asylum for people who provided only insignificant or limited material support of terrorism. What does that mean? Limited support. Well, they only killed one person instead of 40. Oh, okay, got it. No problem. Right? I mean, it goes on and on and on. You said nothing about the 36th of Obama's executive office staff that owe over almost $1 million in taxes. Again, where is the equality here? Because there isn't any. I don't see any. Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up at the top of the next hour. Facebook, reset. Can't help it. That's what they want you to do. We'll talk to you in a few.